Hello, is Kathleen there?
Speaking.
Yes, hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not saying anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will be voting.
Okay. May I know your age?
I'm 64.
Thank you. Okay, what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Hispanic, Black, Asian American, Native American, or other?
White.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Donald Trump as a former president?
Disapprove.
Okay. Marcy Kupcher as congresswoman?
Approve.
Joe Biden as a president?
Approve.
Sherrod Brown as a senator?
Approve.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that you're unfamiliar with them. Okay? Okay. First option is Derek Marion.
Unfamiliar.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Familiar, disapprove.
Okay. Would you say you're somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. First Energy?
Is there a middle one? Somewhat unfavorable.
Yeah, somewhat unfavorable. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Not favorable. Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay. Marcy Kupcher?
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Thank you. If the election of yours Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
Dem.
Okay. Would you say Democrat or lean Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Democrat. Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown, all the way.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marion or Democrat Marcy Kupcher?
Marcy Kupcher.
Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marion, or would you say there is no chance for you to consider voting for Republican Derek Marion?
No chance.
No chance. Okay, thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupcher. Marcy Kupcher is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupcher, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If this statement makes you...
No difference.
All right. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Mayrin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely, and we can go over the options after I read the passage, okay? All right. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Mayrin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Mary even voted no on that. Options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely or not true.
No difference.
Okay. This is another statement. In the state legislature, Derek Mayrin supported anti-union laws that drove down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterbuild, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Mayrin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Same options.
Definitely, it would not change my mind.
No difference.
Okay. No difference.
All right. Derek Mayrin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Mayrin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Mayrin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference.
Much less likely.
Right.
Who is this nut?
Okay. Thank you for bearing with me. We're almost done. Another statement. After taking money from First Energy and their criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Mayrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Mayrin's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
Much less likely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. In the state legislature, Derek Mayrin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Same options.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay. And last statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Mayrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Same options.
My same response.
Much less likely. All right.
Yes.
Okay, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Mayrin, or would you still vote for him?
I would never vote for him.
Okay, I'm typing in your answer. Okay.
I hope you don't work for him.
No. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote?
For Congress?
Yes, for Congress.
Captor.
Okay. This is an open question. What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Mayrin?
Because I think he's a nutcase.
All right. Typing in your
He's not for the people. He's for himself, and he's for his cronies.
Almost done. Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay.
Yes.
regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say you're a strong Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Somewhat important. Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? The options to answer include did not vote, other, or you refused to answer.
I refuse to answer.
Okay. This concludes our survey. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.